When they had finished with that Passover meal that we call the Last Supper, and Jesus had instructed them and had instituted that sacrament of the Eucharist, they sang a hymn and left the place where they were in the upper city and began walking out toward where they were camped out to the Garden of Gethsemane. The crisis was now just hours away. As they walked along across the city and across the viaduct into the temple, Jesus taught them as he walked, as rabbis were wont to do in that day. And as they passed into the temple court, they saw a magnificent sight. It was the symbol of Israel. There, over the door to the temple, was a vast golden vine, the symbol of Israel, for they were the vineyard of the Lord. But Jesus said something very interesting as they passed through there. It's in John chapter 15, beginning with the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he strips away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up, and they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus promised that when he went away, that is, when he died, when he was resurrected and ascended into heaven, the Holy Spirit would be sent into the world. And it would be as though he was with us. And when we abide in the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit abides in us, then we abide in Jesus and Jesus abides in us. Well, how do we get the Holy Spirit? Well, Jesus has taught that the Holy Spirit was not for the world, it was for his believers. If you believe in him and you have trusted him for eternal life and confessed your sins to him, then you simply ask him and he will give you the Holy Spirit. But we must ask in faith, believing in the Holy Spirit, and we must give ourselves totally and completely unto him. That's what the apostles would do. They would pray for 10 days in the temple, and then the Holy Spirit would fall upon them. They were asking God to fulfill the promise that Jesus had made, that I will send you another Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will be with you forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, send the Holy Spirit into my life. I give myself to you, everything. Whatever remains of my life is yours. I will strive to do your will. I need your grace in my life, O Lord, and I need the Holy Spirit. So I believe what Jesus said, the Holy Spirit has sent to be his Spirit working within the world. Come into my heart and work in me, O Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.